HKX Mobile.
Good afternoon now, Glenn. This is Patrick on this end.
Good afternoon. First of all, good to see you, man. Yeah, on my way now to, bought a vehicle at auction over in Pilser, and now I'm going to try to figure out how to get it home. I'm not sure it'll drive.
Questions then you got is a tow truck or rent a dolly?
Yeah, probably the former. That's it, I'm done trying to buy vehicles and try to resell vehicles because I'm not really good at picking vehicles. I always get stuck with the ones nobody seems to want. The other thing I did see at that last auction was appliances. That's what I should have got. Refrigerators, freezers, you know, stoves, air conditioners, that sort of thing. Most of them still in the boxes, so that's the stuff you want. People always need them.
New and in the box, people will buy that pretty easily.
It's a problematic, I don't know. I somehow always end up needing, you know, the ones that I gotta put a bunch of money into. And if you're buying stuff to resell on Craigslist or whatever, you know, that's what you got no profit in it.
Worth it then, because if you're not gonna make any money at it, you might as well not do that.
Well, again, if I see appliances, that's the thing to go for. You know, stoves, refrigerators, freezers, air conditioners, water heaters, whatever else. You know, people always need those.
Smaller ticket items, so you open up your audience some at that also.
True. You know, although really you got to buy. Probably you got to go down there and buy and to the auction and get like maybe a dozen of them. So you know you're not dealing with small ticket items anymore. About a dozen refrigerator, freezers, washer, dryers. You know, that sort of thing. You know, then you need a place to store, which, you know, I sort of have. Depends what I got to put in, however I got to put in there.
The thing with that is you got to have somewhere to store that stuff until you can get rid of it. And then you got to, it helps if you have an avenue to get rid of it without having to use Facebook Marketplace and things like that, too, because those can get a lot of time wasters involved.
I did get that was pretty decent is, but then again, I don't know what kind of market there is for computer equipment. You know, 10 or 12 year old computer equipment. Now, printers and monitors are always good. They don't usually become obsolete. You know, one big work printer this would be the printer for like the entire floor of an office building. You know, big work group printer, scanner, fax machine, color copier, everything else. That might be worth a few hundred. Computers, maybe not so much.
Another one of those. People don't want to buy it used because too much could be wrong with it, or it's outdated. So it's kind of one of those. If you're gonna buy that, a lot of times people just buy it new.
Saying you're gonna get maybe $100 for it. You know, it's hardly worth it. But. You know, I got to do something to try to make some kind of money. I don't have any income coming in from anywhere else, anywhere.
Well, at least you're trying. That's all you can do is keep trying. And I will tell you this much. I have seen the, if you can get like the Panasonic Toughbooks or the G-Tech, I believe it is, those seem to do pretty well in the used market.
Picking up badly, so am I too, probably. So we may have to cut this short. But yeah, I sort of understood most of what you're saying. You know.
didn't get any of that one, so I guess we'll go ahead and say 7-3s, or you can give me a try back when you get in a little better location. KO4 HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.